yearning for reactualizing Biafra, it's rather marginal at the moment. But what is significant, I think, is a sense by Nigerians, not just the former Biafrans, but by Nigerians as a whole, that their country has failed to live up to its expectations. And so you see across the board in Nigeria a deepening sense of disaffection with the idea of Nigeria. Nigeria has not met anybody's expectations and has really failed to become a meaningful political community. And so what you see, I think, is a reflection of that sense of profound disappointment with the idea of Nigeria.
This is caused by maybe a feeling of disaffection, the violence going on, Boko Haram.
Absolutely. First of all, Nigeria fought a civil war for 30 months, in which 2 to 3 million people died. The issues of injustice that caused that war have not been addressed. At the end of the war, Nigeria simply went to sleep. And because Nigeria went to sleep and refused to address the issues that caused the war to begin with, the country has continued to fumble from one disaster to another. And so violence has become the ruling ethic in Nigeria. And violence is produced by the state, but now you have imitators like Boko Haram and, in fact, other extremists as well as fundamentalist groups in the country who are using violence to attain political attention. Ultimately, the Igbos become the victim because the Igbos are the population that has travels most widely within Nigeria. And so, yes, there is a rising sense that we are not protected by Nigeria and we need our independence. But this is not an exclusively Igbo or Biafran sentiment. It's actually a sentiment that is rather widespread in Nigeria.
Do you think it's likely we're going to see more of these kind of protests in the future then?
I expect that there will be more of these kinds of protests, both in the Igbo-speaking areas of Nigeria, in other words, the areas that we know as Biafra, but also indeed in other parts of Nigeria. The only solution will be a major conference by different sectors of Nigeria to agree, one, that we want to keep Nigeria, and two, if we decide to keep Nigeria, the terms of our engagement as one community. Nigeria doesn't make sense today.